You're in tune to KDWA 1460 AM FM 97.7 and around the world at KDWA.com. Want to welcome you to another edition of Meet the Candidate Show. We have in our studios today Matt Seeger, who's running for a spot on the Hastings School Board, District 200 School Board. We want to remind you folks that this is paid for by the candidate or by their election or re-election committee and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. Matt, I want to welcome you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for having me and, you know, just inviting me over. I really appreciate that, too.
Okay. Now, you know, we're recording this, so I can play that back after this is over and see if you feel the same way. I'm just kidding you. I'm just kidding you. It turns out that I know your uncle real, you know, fairly well. So
yeah, we talked about, you know, my Uncle John,
who was a John Seeger,
business owner in the area for a very long time. And like I said, my old man, my dad was a business owner. He had a construction business, so I grew up getting drug along to do roofing and put up walls and things like that as a kid. So, you know, that work ethic got instilled pretty early on.
Family of entrepreneurs.
Yeah, quite a few of my family members had small businesses at one point or another. Some hung on and some have let it go and retired and, you know, just
it's
different
tough.
Reasons.
So. It's tough. It really is. So I think we already know this, but let's start out with how long have you lived in the Hastings School District? I think I know that answer.
Yeah, so I've been here for all of my 41 years. I grew up in what used to be the Cottage Grove Township. And then Cottage Grove kind of swallowed that up. And a lot of people who live in that community actually don't realize that that's still served by Hastings Public Schools. I've been doing some door knocking out there, and quite a number of people actually didn't realize that.
That'd be the South Washington County.
So they're just far enough south that we actually pick them up in our school system. It kind of gets lumped in with the Denmark Township piece, which is where I live now.
Yeah, I was going to say Denmark Township is a good share of that.
Yes, yeah, and so we picked that up, the neighborhood I grew up in as well there, and then yeah, my family's been in the area for, you know, I think 5-6 generations. It's a little hard to really pin it down, but maybe starting in Vermilion and then kind of moving more to that South Washington County area of the school district. So,
What have you been working on lately?
Well, obviously, a lot of energy and time into the campaign, for sure. You know, just getting out, meeting folks, talking to people, trying to answer questions, just trying to find those meaningful opportunities to engage with people. And then, of course, you know, I have a day job, so I work in community corrections. I've been doing that for about 17 years. Recently got an opportunity for a promotion to a supervisory position, which is a lot of learning, but it's good. And still lets me get involved with the strategic planning and implementation that we need to take care of, is just making sure we're serving our community correctly in Ramsey County up there where I serve. I worked in Hennepin County for years before that, too. Getting a nonprofit off the ground with some of my brother's friends. He tragically passed away a couple of years ago. And so trying to, you know, bring some good out of that as well. And then raising kids is always a full-time job, right? So we got a couple of
those. It never ends.
Yeah, it does not. So I tell people it's great fun and great work, and you need to be ready for both.
Maybe tell us a little bit about your family, how many kids you have and their ages.
Our oldest is about 30 now, and he's in the Ember Grove area. He's got two little boys up there, and he's married. Our youngest son is 25. He just turned, and I'm trying to do math on the fly here. And he's got a little girl just turned one. So him and his fiance, and they're up in the Brainerd Lakes area. So we don't get to see them very much.
Beautiful area though.
Wonderful area. I'd love to go visit them. Rumor has it they might be moving back down this way. So we're trying not to get overly hopeful, but there's a piece of grandma and grandpa that are hoping grandbaby's close by.
Isn't that funny how when you're they're living with you, you're going, you're thinking some days, some when the days are tough, oh, I can hardly wait till they're gone. And then when they're gone, you want them to come back.
And you're like, could you come visit once in a while, maybe?
Yeah.
Right. Well, and, you know, three and a half hours away, depending on kind of how we go up there, it's a lot of distance to cover mm-hmm. on a consistent basis. So we try to do it whenever we can in both directions. And then at home, I've got twin daughters, 17 years old. Well, they're not quite yet. They've got a month to go, but they might not see it that way. But they just started their junior year in high school. And one is Chloe. She's very involved in arts, and she's getting into the theater. She's going to be in the fall musical. She's really excited about that. And then my other daughter, Emily, she's kind of more of my keep to herself. She's more of my introvert, right? Mm-hmm. So she likes to get online and play Minecraft with her friends, and she's got a head for math that I can't compete with on any level. So, just very different kids, and it's been very fun watching all of them grow up.
Mm-hmm. What's the educational journey that brought you here?
Well, I mean, I think I myself is a lifelong learner for sure. I obviously starting in the district, you know, I went to kindergarten in Kennedy, so I guess I'm a cougar with that.
I went to Kennedy.
Well, hey, there we go.
Yeah, and I'm a lot older than you.
School's been around a long time for sure. So I did my kindergarten there, and then I was first through eighth grade. I was at SEES, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, so Patriot, I guess, alum there as well. And then a Hastings Raiders alum, class of 2000, graduated high school here in town. And then when I finished that up, I kind of found out early on that I didn't actually want to go into graphic arts like I thought my sophomore year of high school. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to Inver Hills and try to figure this out. And landed on human services. I was working in social services at the time and finished a 2-year degree and thought making money sounds all right for a while. So I got in, kind of jumped full both feet into the workforce. And after several years of doing that and kind of working myself to a position where I wanted to have some more growth, I went back to school at Metro State, glutton for punishment. I went through the individualized studies program, which is designing your own degree program. And if you're not ready for a whole lot of hard work, I don't recommend that for anybody. but if you are ready for a lot of hard work, is really rewarding. And so I ended up with a bachelor's degree in adult development and organizational communication.
Okay. The question that I think everybody is looking for an answer for is, what made you decide to run for the school board?
Yeah.
You've never been asked that, right?
I think it might be the most asked question, actually. Yeah, Dan. So it's a kind of a multifaceted thing. There was some things going on, you know, with our board in town that just I didn't see the level of decorum and discussion and respectful discourse that I thought I should be seeing in that body. And so that started to concern me a little bit. There were some changes to who was sitting there, and that kind of shifted a little bit. And then I kind of got busy just taking care of family things and obligations I had there and kind of let it go. And I had somebody in the community approach me at an event I was at and said, have you ever thought about running for school board? You might have a mind for that. And this person, he said to me, I've seen you in rooms, tables, discussions where there's a lot of disagreement happening, and you always kind of have this way of stepping back and just letting it all happen, taking it all in, and then saying, okay, how about we maybe try this, and kind of trying to find that common thread. And for me, when the community asks you to serve, that's a pretty serious, like a heavy, heavy ask where you really have to give that its due. And so I spent probably a good year thinking about it and talking with family and friends, getting a lot of the same feedback that he had given me. And ultimately why I threw my hat in the ring is my family was on board. They were supportive. And so that was really what brought it home for me was especially my kids, when my daughter was like, you should do it, Dad, you'd be good. And I'm like, all right, well, then I guess maybe I have something to offer here, and let's see how that goes. So, I think that reasonable discourse piece, bringing that, and then just that ability to work through differences is really what I'm hoping I can offer.
Okay. You're listening to the Meet the Candidate show. Our candidate today, Matt Seeger. This is a paid for by the candidate or their election or re-election committee and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. Matt, what are the main challenges you see as facing our schools today?
Well, we certainly are going to have a teacher shortage we're going to be facing. That's not even just a Minnesota problem. That's going to be a national thing. And so I think it's going to be incumbent on this upcoming school board really to be able to advocate with state and federal officials for how to make that an attractive profession to keep people in and keep people coming to. We need high quality educators. We have some great teachers in Hastings, and we need to make sure that we keep that up if we're going to continue to be an effective district. That's going to be a chief concern, I think, nationally.
What is the role of a school board, Matt?
It's a good question. And I think primarily the role, obviously, is, you know, we have to attend to making sure we're in line as a district with state statutes, federal statutes. We don't want to find ourselves in any hot water with that, for sure. But also, I think it is to be the community's voice in the decisions that the district is making. And, you know, there are 7 members on that board for a reason. There's 7 different segments of the community that those people will be attached to and have access to and have relationships with. And so to really bring those voices to the table that sometimes don't feel heard and sometimes aren't heard very well.
How does this role impact our schools, particularly the continuous funding needs?
Yeah, that's a tough question. It's not tough to ask how to impact. It's tough that there's a continuous funding need. In terms of the impact, we are the ones that can listen to the community voice, hear the concerns, try to find ways to be creative with the spending that the district does and, you know, take advantage of, you know, rebate programs if they're offered, grant opportunities where we might be able to find them. Try to ease that local burden, especially right now with it being really hard to ask people to reach even deeper in their pocket. When, you know, I was just having a conversation with a cousin of mine the other day, and we both said, you know, I go to the grocery store, I buy the same amount of stuff, I sure spend a lot more. And, costs of everything have gone up, and education's kind of in that same boat, unfortunately. And so really trying to find creative ways to do the most we can with what we have.
What do you bring to the table that will help our students?
Well, I think one of the things that I bring to the table is just a calm demeanor. And so just in terms of that piece of the people at the school board being role models for our kids. So even when things are contentious, just kind of trying to keep that calm atmosphere, not get too excited about things, but also just a real passion for making sure that kids have what they need, that every kid is different, every kid needs something a little bit different, and allowing teachers that creativity and finding ways to, again, like I said, be creative with not just how we're spending, but how we're setting policy, how we're allowing things to happen in the classroom. Those are going to be, I think, really crucial things in how we continue to prop up our district moving forward.
Matt, you may have already answered part of this earlier, but conflict naturally happens. You alluded to that, that's for sure. How do you approach conflict, and what does that look like as a school board member?
Yes, I mean, conflict absolutely naturally happens. You put more than a couple of human beings in a room together for an extended period of time, or you introduce a contentious subject, and that could be Lord knows what these days. But like I said earlier, you know, one of those things, just trying to remember, like, it's not about me, it's about the work, it's about the subject. And so that's one of the big things for me, is conflict usually isn't about the people involved, it's about the subject at the center of it. And then also just, I learned a long time ago, the truth usually resides between at least three sides of a story rather than two. And so, you know, there's usually a lot of perspectives at play. And so really trying to listen and really trying to gain that perspective of how people are thinking and how people are feeling in the room.
Okay, in the next few years, what will be your goals for School District 200?
Well, I think at the high school level, I'd really like to see us try to find ways to accent other paths of career development. We've sort of got this path, and I don't think it's unique to Hastings, this idea that a four-year degree is the cat's meow of all things, and I don't know that that's necessarily true. There's a lot of really good-paying trades. My family's been involved in a lot of them growing up. A lot of people's families have been involved in them growing up, and they're going to have a labor shortage coming up, and those can be really rewarding fields for people to participate in. So finding, you know, paths to apprenticeship and things like that at the high school level, finding more meaningful interactions with some of the tech schools. And by meaningful, I just mean, you know, can we get kids connected to maybe some technical college credit a little bit more robustly than we do right now? I don't know that there's easy ways to do that. But those are definitely things I want to take a look at. And then also, you know, with the middle school, I think just making sure we're really focusing on the academic achievement there. Letting teachers do their work, letting teachers do what works, making sure that problem areas are being addressed. I've heard a lot about bullying in that particular school setting. And so working with the administration to make sure that those issues are being addressed and dealt with professionally and correctly.
What do you hope for our students' futures?
You know, really the biggest thing is with kids is we want to see them do better than we are, I think, always, right? I mean, as a father especially, every single one of my kids, I want to see in a better position than I am. I don't think that that's too far removed from where my dad still feels about me, and I'm 41 years old, you know, and he's still hoping for better things for me all the time. I'm always hoping for better things for my kids, and I think we can, you know, hope for huge things for our kids. I'd like to see Hastings developing some of the future leaders of the country, and I think we have a system that will help us do that.
Mm-hmm. We have 1 minute left, Matt, and if there's anything else you'd like to add to that, and if any of the listeners want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Sure. So we'll go with the contact information first there, Dan. So I do have a Facebook page. It's Matt Seeger for ISD 200. You could Google search that or Facebook search that. Even if you're not on Facebook, you should be able to access parts of that, I believe. Don't quote me on that. And then I have an email address, mattseegerisd200@gmail.com. And you can send me questions if you'd like to do that. And in terms of anything else, just, you know, if you see me out there in the community, if you have a question, feel free to send it my way. Hopefully I'll see some of y'all out there door knocking and getting out around the community. And thank you for your time. And please come out and vote on November 7th.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Matt, and I wish you a lot of luck. And this Meet the Candidate show with Matt Seeger has been paid for by the candidate and or by their election or reelection committee, and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. This is KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWARadio.com in Hastings.